Good morning. This is Sharon Starrs from Pearland, Texas. And I know that this is a different tag, but I couldn't put it off. It kept coming back. And the tag is, Lord, I will stop lying and learn how to truly love my brother. And it's coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. And I recommend that you read that whole 1 John, book of 1 John, talking about love. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for you demonstrating how love should be, God, and how we ought to love, God, for you truly gave us your only son, God, knowing how we would act and what we would do and say, but you still loved us so much that you gave your very best. And so, God, we are praying today that we begin to learn how to love like you love. You love so unconditionally. I'm just going to talk about me. When you look at me, you should have killed me, God, but instead, you washed me, you cleaned me up. Oh, God, you turned me around and set me on that street called straight. God, undeserving, but because you are that kind of God, you made a way, Lord God, that I could be saved, Lord, and that I could become one of your children. So, God, I thank you. And because of that, God, I will learn to truly love your brother. My brother, Lord God, not just in word, but I will learn how to serve, how to give, how to be there when they need me, how to hurt when they hurt, Lord God, because this is what you have commanded me to do. God, and I know that this is the desire of those that are on this call because they press their way so early in the morning to seek your face so that they could know which way to go for this day. So, God, I pray for each person represented here that you would cause us to have the love of God. Oh, God, I thank you for the two women of God, the anointed ones, who have loved you and loved people so much that they have caused this to be even a call where they could nurture and mentor, Lord God, and pray for us, Lord God, and push us, Lord God, more and more toward you. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them. Lord God, help them in every endeavor that you birth inside of them. Then, Lord, we pray for this call, God. I pray that the speaker would decrease so that you can increase, so that we could hear the word that you have for us today. Bless all that are here. Let us be hearers, and let us be doers even more of your word. God, we thank and we praise you for just being who you are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Sharon.
Good morning. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for that beautiful prayer and that wonderful tag this morning, reminding us to stop lying and to really love our brothers how the Lord loves us. And thank you. My name, my TMC family, is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. Let me tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture. It comes from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Sharon so lovingly did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or maybe you want to share a word from the Lord, you might even have a prayer request or praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the great products that help the world become healthier. And our new morning motivational call is held right after this call on Monday through Friday. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And so today is Awareness Wednesday, and also it's Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day as well. And we are just really looking forward to seeing you all at the upcoming conference that's going to be held in March in Los Angeles, and you can visit your back office for those details. Those tickets are $29, and again, that is held March 9th through 11th. And so this morning, we have our very own Mother Eagle speaking to us this morning, and we just really love her. We know that she has been an engineer for, she's been an engineer, and we just really see her as our spiritual mother. She's a spiritual mother for a lot of us on the line, all of us really, and so much more. And you can and Mother Eagle, are you on the line with us right now? Are you Pastor Vanessa? Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I think I was still muted too. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning. We so love and appreciate you on this Valentine's Day. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you today. Kingdom greetings and a hearty good morning to our dear minister, Sharon. I tell you what, that theme will kind of arrest you and make you reflect and reevaluate. What does that mean when you say you're lying and you love? That they go together. So I so appreciate that theme today, and we appreciate and love you for all you do for our TMC family, greeting and seating everyone today. We are honored today. I see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts also on the boards today, and give her a shout out of love and safe travels as she's enjoying life and enjoying moving around the country, her and her beloved Brother Lester. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. I know so many of you all are just so excited that you finished your consecration, our 40-day fast yesterday, and this really is Lent today for those who are following and atoning to the 40 days of Lent, especially in the Catholic Church. It starts today. I'm going to encourage many of you, we've given up food for 40 days. Hopefully there's something you will give up. Like for me, I give up certain programs that I'm addicted to. Yes, I love me some Perry Mason and Murder, She Wrote and Madlock. And that's a hard fast for me. Those things relax me and I can just unwind and watch them. And we want you to give up something because we're in the midst of a true battle, folks. And we have to truly crucify the desires of our flesh. So I'm going to encourage you to pray about something that you'll be willing to give up in this time and in this season to continue to discipline your flesh. And I'm going to encourage those who have been on the consecration and have been very diligent and been very steadfast. We first thank you for praying and lifting up our company, our conference, upcoming conference, and praying for the body of Christ. All of that is so, so, so important to do, and we appreciate you and want you to push just a little further. We're not far away from the upcoming conference, so we definitely, definitely, definitely want to keep that in prayer. Well, as we are talking about today being Valentine's Day, I was going to give you a little history about Valentine's Day. You know, I so believe in always giving us history, but I want to kind of stay focused a little bit on Black History Month, and I'll come back to the history of Valentine's Day because it is a very powerful history another time. I do want to remind us in this month of Black History that we know Carter G. Woodson founded it back in 1926, and we know the reason he chose February is not that it's the shortest month, but because two forefathers of the struggle, meaning Frederick Douglass's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, were in February, and that influenced him. But I also want to share more inventions. I have been so blessed about all the texts and the comments, especially on Facebook, that I've been getting, when many of you all didn't realize that the cell phone that you use was invented by Henry T. Sampson, as he was employed, was employed with IBM, but he still is credited with that. Some of the other patented inventions that we've done that blessed me was the shampoo headrest. I think most of you all at some point in your life have laid your neck back, your head back in the bowl, as we call it, and got your hair washed. Well, that was invented by a Black man, C.O. Bayless, October 11th, 1898. The spark plug that's in our car that would be able to run, invented by Edmund Berger, February 2nd, 1839. And we know the history of cars all have spark plugs. What about the stethoscope that is around every doctor's neck when he puts that cold stethoscope on your chest to hear the heartbeat, invented by Imhotep, an ancient Egyptian. Now that one blessed me all the way back to the Egyptian time. Well, we're not surprised that the stove was invented by T.A. Carrington, July 25th, 1876. Another one is she became one of our first Black millionaires. Madam C.J. Walker invented the straightening comb. Yes, yes, in approximately 1905. What about the street sweeper? Many of us know and live in towns where 1, 2 in the morning, those street sweepers come through to sweep up the trash on the sides of the street. It was invented by Charles B. Brooks, March 17th, 1890, and the phone transmitter invented by Granville T. Woods, who also is credited working on your stop-and-go light invention, December 2nd, 1884. He was apprenticed with Thomas Edison, and there are many writings that say he really did discover electricity, but the fact that he was an intern, he was not credited for that. Thomas Edison was, but the invention, many scholars, white and black, have said that he really was the one who came up with the idea. Here were some other interesting facts before we get into our work quickly today. The revenue from the musician Nat King Cole, we all remember him, unforgettable. The record sales financed a majority of Capitol Records' success during the 1950s, so much that the distinctive Capitol Records building in Los Angeles became known as the house that Nate built, meaning that artist single-handedly, Nat King Cole, really financed that record in that record company during the 50s. Another fact I thought was very interesting, Paul Coffey, spelled C-U-F-F-E-E, an African-American philanthropist, a ship captain, and a devout Quaker. He transported 38 free African-Americans to Sierra Leone, Africa in 1815, back in 1815, in the hopes of establishing Western Africa. He also founded the first integrated schools in Massachusetts in 1797. Isn't that powerful to let us know way back in the early 1800s? And the last fact today, Tice Davids, T-I-C-E, Davids, D-A-V-I-D-S, a runaway slave from Kentucky, was the inspiration for the first uses of the term Underground Railroad that we often connect to Harriet Tubman. David's owner assumed the slave had drowned when he attempted his swim across the Ohio River. He told the local paper that if Davis had escaped, he must have traveled on a, quote, Underground Railroad, end quote. Davis, however, did live, giving the Underground Railroad its now famous name. That's a little bit of history that would bless you today to hear and to know that we have a rich history, and in spite of all odds, God has allowed people of color not to just survive, but to thrive. Well, we've been over these last couple of times together, been talking about the four B's to godly success. The four B's to godly success. First, to believe. Capture it in your heart and believe. Then to be the midwife of prayer, to birth. And then as you birth, you have to become what God has called you to be it that dream, that vision, that hope. And as you become, you must build. That's that duplication, multiplication to continue on. So we're talking about believing, birthing, becoming, and building. With times past together, we talked about the how first, when we hear something that we choose to believe. When God drops an idea in your spirit, when God gives you an open vision of a dream, or you hear that prophetic word, how you react to it, what you do with it, will decide how far you go with it. And we talked about that in detail. We even gave some helpful road signs on how you make it happen when you believe by guarding the gates. We talked about from Ephesians 4, watch what comes in your spirit, what you allow, what you meditate. The three steps of how to hear so you believe was, of course, to daily have a time of devotion, meaning prayer, petitions, declarations, Bible study. We talked about, secondly, asking God for that inner circle of people who speak life into you, who encourage you, who see the God in you. And then thirdly, to eliminate those holy haters out of your sphere of influence. When God downloads something into us to believe, when he gives you an assignment, that like the Virgin Mary, when she said she didn't understand what Gabriel was saying, but she said, be it unto me. In other words, she consented to be used by God. And then we talked about what when we see something, choosing to birth. What did God deposit in your spiritual loins? What did God say? You're the man, you're the woman that I want to use to birth this thing in the land, to create something. Do we keep on keeping on with our believing and allow, as I talked about last time, that season of saturation where God can marinate in us and saturate in us as we're maturing, as we're birthing the goal that he's excited to put in us. That's the what. What are the somethings that are in your life? Or we even referred earlier about how Papa Diaz de Leon, when he looked up at 50 years old and had been released from his government job and still had a wife and two babies to take care of, and he had to believe that he could birth artists and began to start that journey. And we are the benefactors of today. And as I choose some more on what, the ultimate something about what God has put on your life to birth, God's best is to use his word, meaning that God teaches us, he trains us, and then he perfects us if we let him. Another one of those shows, you know, I love is I'm a big CSI fan, and I love to see how Gibbs, played by Mark Hammond, along with Ducky and the entire team, solve a case, and how the crime scene investigation will unfold as you're birthing something. You know, as a woman carries that baby 9 months. See, for us, our CSI, when we are believing something, don't worry, there'll always be that first C, a challenge or a crisis, because most promises are birthed out of us solving a promise. Most inventions come out of the possibilities that it could be done a shorter, smarter, quicker way. And that C is the crisis, the challenge. And then the S is walking through your situation. I love how Joseph B. Washington says your situations, they get so woo out of the world. We look at them and say the situations, but the situations, the storms, and the I, the issues. And for some of us, we unfortunately let them become the intimidation. So we have to rise to the challenge and endure the storm so that we can confront the issues. And we need the skilled investigative work of the Holy Spirit, prayer warriors, and us being the yielded vessel to birth what God has for us. And who can work hand in hand and take the CSI of a situation and bring the law and order of the Holy Ghost into, yeah, your view. The CSI something could be of a death or a divorce or the death of a marriage. The challenge, the crisis, the CSI of something for some of us was a foreclosure, or the CSI of something could be a sickness and a disease. CSI of something could be a suddenly severed relationship. Or for our founder, Papa, that CSI was the loss of a job or income. Well, God can take the Genesis 50:20. I quote this verse all the time where Joseph says with that CSI, you meant it for bad, but God turned it around for good and work it all together for our good and his glory. We have to decide when we're birthing our situations, when we're birthing our challenges, that let it make you better and bolder, not bitter. See, even through those 9 months when we use a natural example of a woman when the lower back starts hurting and the clothes don't fit and for some breaking out acne or whatever when your body's readjusting, don't get bitter, you get better knowing you're about to birth the promise of God. That other CSI makes us get in position, not spewing out poison or missing out on fulfilling our purpose. When we're birthing something, we keep the eyes of faith. We believed in our heart, so we walk by faith and not by sight. And as we stand at our Omega, journeying down the annals of faith, journeying down that annals of faith to see our Omega, as we're in the middle, as we're birthing, we hold on. And with our CSI, it makes us more anointed as we accomplish our God-ordained assignment. See, some of us got real serious about these 40 days of consecration, these turning down the plate, these crying loud and sparing not to God to birth his divine will in our lives, in our family, in our business. We got serious about asking God to increase our faith and to sharpen our spiritual eyes and help us walk more boldly in the things of God. And on this master's call, let the CSI make us even more committed and caring to fulfill our individual as well as our corporate call from the master. Again, with these four B's to godly success, we understand first we have to believe. And today we finish massaging, getting the birth canal ready. And next time together we'll talk about becoming all God's called us to do. And as we do, we've got to turn around and build and disciple and mentor others. All today, make a decision. You're going to complete the journey. When God's given you something, assigned you to something, you'll surrender and say, yes, Lord, I believe. I'm willing to be that vessel to birth, and I'm determined to become so that I can turn around and model and mentor and build others. Father, I just thank you for your word today as it stretches us, challenges us, no matter what the crisis, the challenge is, no matter what the situation may be, the issue that may try to intimidate. We know in you, through you, all things are possible, and they work together for our good. And we yield to the process. We yield to the journey. And we thank you for perfecting us to birth all you've assigned to us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Rebecca. Sorry for going a little over.
Wow, thank you so much. That is okay. You go just into overflow if you need to for that profound word, Dr. Vanessa. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcement. TMC family, let us pray, and we will lift up all of our prayer requests at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we just love you so much, Lord, and we just thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we will obey you. Lord, we will obey all of your commandments, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. And we just thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, in this beautiful Valentine's Day, and for giving us our mother eagle, Pastor Vanessa. Lord, thank you for that beautiful love letter you've given us in her life, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her family and her community and all of everything that she puts her hands to, Lord, giving her your full blessings, pressed down, shaken, and running over, Lord. And we thank you for Dr. PK and for artists, Lord. Thank you for continuing to give them wisdom and revelation, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our TMC family. Thank you for doing something supernatural and super special for each and every one of them today, Lord, and every day. Lord, we are also lifting up all of our family members who are going through any kind of sickness or any kind of trial, Lord, and you know what they need, Lord. Thank you for giving them comfort and provision and just whatever it is that they are crying out to you for. Lord, we are declaring and we're believing your promises over them, because we know that they are all yes and amen in you, Christ Jesus. And we thank you for healing them, Lord, and that they prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. And Lord, thank you for comforting our bereaved families, the Grace family and the Flanagans, Lord, I thank you for just reminding them of how you have their loved ones there with you. And that is a true joy to remember and recall. And Lord, we just thank you for all of your wonderful blessings. And we thank you for this upcoming artist conference that's going to be held in Los Angeles in March. And we thank you for blessing artists, Lord, doing something super special and super supernatural, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just goes through every single part and facet of that conference and every single person there in attendance and whoever they come across, Lord. And we thank you for doing that. We love you, Lord, and we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call family, Artists International, the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number, and that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is the same. It's 957-677-POUND. And our new morning motivational call is next. And that number, again, is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. Vanessa, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this Valentine's Day that we truly are instruments to show your agape love one to another in our going in and our coming out. Father, we just thank you that these your people have ears to hear and a heart to receive, that we are truly believers who believe in the things you deposit in us, and that we will be good glory carriers and birth your divine will for our life as we go out becoming and building up the lives of others. Now, Father, as we leave this call, the never your presence, order our steps, let your favor fall, and your heart be heard in our lives, in demonstration, in word and deed. And we will, with everything we do, keep our part of the covenant, the contract, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have a blessed day, and hope to hear many of you all on Awareness Wednesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.